She came in 3 times looking for you, Miguel. I got the impression she was not a bearer of glad tidings. Never bought so much as a lousy Coke, either. Just fired questions at me. Just so you know, not all of my answers were exactly factually accurate. I chuckle. Thank you, Lloyd. That is much appreciated. Wait a minute, he says. I don't remember her name. Too foreign-sounding. Polish, maybe. But she referred to herself as Madam Whatever. Cross-eyed Billy asked if she was opening a new brothel. He had the whole place in stitches. Madam huffed and puffed and blew her way out of here. We all figured that was the last we were going to see of her sourpuss. I surely hope so, I remark. What's her gripe with you, Miguel? A long story, I say, sliding my empty beer glass across to him. She says my Revolutionary War flag belongs to her. How so? He asks, slipping the full glass back to me. I nod to him and take a sip of my Guinness before responding. She claims to have conjured the spirit of the Indian brave who revealed the location of the Gadsden banner. She wants her finder's fee. 90%. 10% for me. But it was in the caboose you own, no? Where does she get off? Apparently, wherever her broomstick happens to land. Lloyd shows his appreciation with a burst of deep laughter. Uh-oh, he says, turning away. Speak of the devil, he mutters, retreating to the far end of the bar. I turn aside. I wish I had my cowboy hat to hide beneath. Madame Helena Blavatsky walks to the end of the bar where Lloyd waits on the other patrons. Excuse me, she says, interrupting. Just a minute, ma'am. It's Madame Helena Blavatsky. I am taking drink orders for paying customers, madam. All I want is a little information. Yeah, I remember you now. Since when is information free? Taxpayer dollars support libraries. Internet providers charge to connect. Your wall screen uses juice. Nothing is free, madam. Not even sunlight. Please wait your turn. Madame Blavatsky paces back to my end of the bar in her sturdy footwear. Then she returns to the crowded end. I hunch lower into my jacket and higher into my hair. On her next pass, she tries to see my face in the back bar mirror, but she is not tall enough to see over the rows of bottles and souvenirs. Excuse me, she says, tugging on my jacket sleeve. Don't I know you? I certainly hope not, I reply. Aha, it is you. Just the sort of smart-mouthed retort I'd expect, Miguel. You can't fool me. You can't hide, either. Would you care for a little refreshment, Madame Blavatsky? It's a dusty trip, is it not? Don't change the subject, Miguel. You know perfectly well why I'm here, she says, raising her voice. The far enders turn to look at us. Where is it? Back home, aboard Hattie. I do not carry it with me, you know. I want it, Miguel, she screeches. Lloyd excuses himself from the other patrons and comes over to us. What is the problem here? Keep it down, or I shall have to refuse you service, madam. That's madam with a capital M, if you don't mind. I don't want to be served. Miguel has property that belongs to me. An original Gadsden flag circa 1776. Since I alone am responsible for the events that led to its discovery, 3 leading psychic experts, Simon Van Hoeks, Melba Barnwell, and Michaela Quist, all agree, though not in so many words, that the flag is rightfully mine. I shall have that banner, Miguel. She slaps the bar for emphasis. Fine, I tell her. You may take it, Madame Blavatsky. I have been thinking of redecorating Hattie with other memorabilia of my trip that are not so large. You can't do that. I did not come all this way to have you simply surrender the flag to me. I expect a contentious legal contest, from which I will emerge victorious and that will leave you destitute. Besides, it is not yours to simply give away. The flag belongs to me. Fine, then give it to yourself, Madame Blavatsky. But before I hand anything over, I am finishing my glass of ale. God alone can prevent me from reaching the bottom of it.